Bloom 2012. I'm standing with Natasha of Natasha's Living Food. Food for love, food for life. Natasha, what is so unique about your food?
Hi there, Peter. Well, first of all, we don't cook anything. So none of the food is cooked. It's either sprouted and then air dried at 40 degrees or cold pressed and just put in the fridge.
There's a lot of chocolatey, lovely, delicious-y looking stuff. I want to try a lot of it. And in front of me, there is a little note saying, take me home, try our products as a meal, super energy platter, sprouted seed burger falafel. Falafel, my apologies, on a sprouted buckwheat and tomato flatbread, fresh Wicklow greens and rocket, mixed sprouted beans and lentils, sprouted flax onion crackers. There are things in here I've never heard of in my life, nor ever read in a dictionary. It's extremely unique. It also looks extremely delicious. Where are you based, I suppose, as well?
Well, we're in Park West. We moved there in January. We won an innovation award with Board Beer in November, which was a great award for us, considering, you know, people think our stuff's a little bit mad, you know, and and you can say, well, actually, we're innovative. We've got a word for it now, you know. But the wonderful thing about the products is there's no sugar, no dairy, no gluten, no eggs, no, and soya. There's some tamari in some of our products. But other than that, it's super healthy energy food. But it's also bringing the sexy back to healthy.
There are products, I'm aware, that are gluten-free, but how do I say it? I know a gentleman who's a diabetic and a celiac.
Oh, yeah.
But I see products that are gluten-free, but they wouldn't be for diabetics. So he's kind of stumped.
Yeah, but ours are diabetic-friendly. We use agave nectar, which is from a cactus. It's a low GI index sweetener. The glycemic index is the sugar load in your food.
Yeah.
So, for example, like potatoes and things that would have actually quite a high sugar load.
If I'm diabetic and celiac, I can eat all of your foods?
Yeah. And also, you don't have to be diabetic or celiac to eat all our food either. It's actually really tasty. Like, normally people are so health foods with like, oh, God, I'm going to have to suffer for my food, you know. But our food is really fantastic tasting as well. I couldn't sell it if it actually didn't taste good.
Are you the happiest woman I've ever met in my life?
You probably. I actually love what I do, and I'm getting very excited, you know, that, you know, putting a different idea into people's heads about what you can do with food. For example, over here is our kale crisps, and we won the Innovation Award for the kale crisps, and we actually get local, a guy in Dublin, he grows all the kale, and we put a lovely sunflower seed pate on it, with sunflower seeds and tomatoes, peppers and lemon, and we blend it up and we dry it for 6 hours, and we make it into crisps, just kale.
What's the oddest thing you've ever invented? And that's probably the nicest, the most childlike way of asking that question.
Oh, God, well, I don't know. I suppose the kale crisp, because people like associate kale with giving food to cattle. You know, the fact that you actually turn it into a crisp and eat it as a really good snack. Kale has 80 nutrients in it. It's fantastic. And it's also full of flavour and iron and minerals as well. So, I mean, other than that, well, I have a 14th century recipe that is from South America. When Columbus went into South America, like when the English came here, they had someone who followed around and wrote down the traditions of the country. And it's about 15th century. There's a document from the 15th century that kind of documents the recipes and rituals in South America and in Mexico. So that's the Mayan spread is actually from that recipe with an actual bit of a twist on it from myself.
What did you have for your breakfast yesterday, out of curiosity?
I had a bomb in the bag, which is my sprouted granola, which I have to try, with some blueberries and an almond milk and a bit of spirulina and some maca in it, which gives you energy. Yeah. He's lost for words, which is unbelievable on the radio.
If people want to get in touch with you, Natasha, how do they do this?
I'm at natashaslivingfood.ie. I'm also on Twitter now. I'm getting to grips with the old tweeting.
Yeah.
And a bit of Facebook as well. Here, do I have some of this?
I'm being fed. What am I being fed here?
This is the Mayan spread.
Holy good God. Oh, Jesus. That is good.
See, what happens is the chocolate is amazing. It actually opens out, you know, help all the serotonin levels in your brain, It also awakens all these kind of neurotransmitters. But what happens with chili opens out all the blood vessels.
What have you just eaten? Describe to people what I have just eaten.
It's like a chocolatey dip with chili and lots of superfoods in it.
So that's why I got that yum and then I went, oh God.
Yeah.
Why I coughed.
It's a little chili. Okay, right. But you know, you can make it into a drink, dip it in fruit. But that's actually a kind of base recipe from Montezuma, the King of Mexico.
It feels like I've just had a treble Red Bull condensed in Whelan's, and I've just kind of went, oh God, wow, hold on, I'm awake. I can understand where you get your energy from.
But without the caffeine and the sugar. Thank God.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Folks, you got to find Natasha's Living Food. The happiest, most sprightly woman I have ever met in my life. I'd say if you rang her at 4 o'clock in the morning, it'd be, oh, great. Yeah, just one of them. And the food looks as good as it tastes. It's phenomenal. What's the address again? The website address again, Natasha?
Oh, it's www.natashaslivingfood.ie or Facebook, Natasha's Living Food.